Ralph Yentav. The Yatarma Boram went like this. The Chulon Shechazu Ben, all of them that retract, come back, is Ein Mekabla Noisim Elomis. We can't receive them. So the Shalom, what does it mean that Rechazer, they're doing like Tshuva? So Rashi learns that this goes on the Sefer of the Braisa before that we said that if a Kohen was Mekabla upon himself, Divrei Kuna, so Chutzmi Dov Rechad, he said, I'll be a Kohen, but one mitzvah I won't accept. Sending a Levi, so we're not mekabel him. Let's say Levi, he's chayzer and says, yes, I will be mekabel that one mitzvah. So still the locher is ain't mekabel so we can't accept you anymore. Like since the beginning you said no, he was the lady you retract, we can't accept you anymore. So Rashi learns, Tais learns, Levadim, Tais says, going up to theft and demai, he sold it in Amoritz, there was mekabel upon himself to be a chover. Who had been a girl, was mekabel something to have mekabel de Britera, or a kayin. And then what happened was, the Chulon Shechazu Ben, that they went back to do Averis, they weren't Mekabel what they expected, what they said they would. So Lachor is then ain't Mekabel Nois and Lomis. You don't accept them anymore. Since at the beginning they were bad, then they were Mekabel to be good. Now when we see them going back, we're not Mekabel them. That's the Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yudah says, Chozru B'mat Muniyas, if when they retracted, it was only hidden stuff, so the name Mekabel is that we don't accept them anymore. So Tais learns like this. Tais learns the Matnas Kolena Shechozu L'Surim. That's what we say after this claim that the Levi was Mekabel upon himself to be Mekabel all the mitzvahs. Then later he turned to be a Ra to do Averis. So if he turned to do a Ra, the Matmunius means hiddenly, privately, but the Goli openly he was Nizer. So Pshat then is acting like a sneaky guy. Like outright, he looks like he's still a tzaddik, but inside he wasn't a tzaddik. Then the Yehuda also agrees, Ein Mekabel Noisim. Then we can't accept him anymore. The guy's a sneaky guy, we can't accept him. Even if later he does tshuva. Well, let's say the Fahesia, when he was chosen to do the Averis, he did the Averis of Fahesia openly, it's like he wasn't a sneaky guy. Just when he changed completely. Now Mekabel Noisim, Oitzam. If later, say he wants to do tshuva, you would accept him back again to be a good Jew, to be a Kohen, a Levi, whatever it is. He could be Ami something like this. In also Divrei the Matmunyas, if he's doing these things privately, then Mekabel Noisim. We are Mekabelet. So Tais learns Shad, he could be Ami, she hikarnu ben mitchila, koidim shechozu l'surim, she noigim divrei chaveres. I guess if at the beginning, when he was first Mekabel to be a chover, and he was acting like a tzaddik, we know then he was acting like a tzaddik even inside, even privately. So we know at the beginning he was a real tzaddik. Then, Mekabel Noisim, even the lady is crazy and does ra, and then he does tshuva, we'll mekabel him, because he'll come back to his first matziv, and we know at the beginning he was a real tzaddik. But let's say at the beginning even, when he was first mekabel to act like a tzaddik, to act like a chover, he only acted that way before Hesia. Like we only saw him out in the open acting that way. But we never really saw him act inside that way. Then ain't Mekabel Noisim. Then once he turned to do Ra, we have to be afraid now really that's the way he was all along. And he never really was Mekabel inside to be like a tzaddik. So therefore, even though Levi does tshuva, we're afraid and we ain't Mekabel Noisim. However, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shur ben Kochaim, they both say that no. That Ben Kach or Ben Kach, no matter how he did the Averis and how he first was acting like a tzaddik, it doesn't make a difference. But if the person wants to do tshuva now, that's the klal, Mekabel Noisim. We would accept him back and receive him the way he is. Mishum Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim. Like, we return children. I mean to say, even though they do Averis, still if you do tshuva, Hashem accepts you back. The Amar of Yitzchok Ish Kfar Aku. The Amar of Yechnan. Halacha kiyosi azug. We take a pasuk like this zug that if the people come and do tshuva, no matter what type of averus they did before, we are mekabel them. They could have a din chover again, or a din of a kohen or a levi. Talmud Rabbanan learned like this. But we showed at the beginning how they used to say that chover the nasa gabai. Let's say first a person was a chover, is mekabel upon himself to be knowing all the chumras of Tyrus, and then he became a gabai. Rashi says that he's a tax collector. Like he started to be able to do business like, he became a tax collector. So Lachor is then, we take him out, he can't be a chavur anymore. Since he's also like in politics, so he can't really be a chover. He doesn't have a din of a chover. What's going to be pirish? Let's say he stops his job of being the tax collector. Still, ain't the kabbalah son. We don't accept him anymore to be a chover. That's what they said at the beginning. But chazu later they retracted and said like this, that pirish, if the person stops doing his tax collecting, then yes, he could become back like a normal person. Meaning to say, if then he's makabla upon himself again to be a chaver, we would accept him, he could have a lach of a chaver later. Now, Rafuna Bachiya, it's Tzrichalei Ishosa. There came a time that the Rabbonin had to ask a question from Rafuna Bachiya, they needed him. So the Ayogabe Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef was about to go to ask him the questions. And the Yabamei Zugud Rabbanan, they were going to come also with 400 like Tamidim, or pairs of Tamidim, to come along with them, to ask the question, to see if they could get it from Rafuna Barchia. What happened was, Shama, they heard that the Shama Biyasa, so Rafuna Barchia heard that all these 400 pairs are coming. So Kotalu Abameya Taktiki, he went and prepared 400 different type of chairs for them. That's just he saw he prepared like a lot of place for them all to come. But the cipher at the end, what happened was, Shomel, they heard, the Nasa Gaboy, they heard that this Rafuna Bachia took a job, and he became a tax collector. And so, Shochule, they sent him that Zil Lechashivuseho, meaning to say, we're not going to go to you anymore. So you go back to your business, like, Rashi says, the Evach Lechashivusoy Acher Achshiva Shebacholoy. You go back doing your text collecting. The Yonel and Elavetla, we won't go to you. In other words, now that you started to do this, you lost your lach of a chover like, and we're not going to ask you to shayla. So that was when Huna heard this, he felt bad that what he did, and therefore he himself was Zilmakat Musa. He went back to his first way of only dealing with a tamachokim, and he forgot he stopped his business. So Shokalu. So now Rav Huna sent message to them, you should know, Hadridi, that I changed, and I'm not doing the tax collecting anymore. Therefore now, you should still come to me and ask me a shailas. So that one was, Rabbi Yosef, also Rabbi Yosef did not go, but Rabbi also, Rabbi went. And it's like this, Rabbi Yosef, Tanina, we learned at the beginning that Pirish, the person stopped his chaveris. Ain't the carbon later when he wants to retract and be a chav, we don't accept him anymore. Here also, the fact that you stopped your chaveris to be Isaac in this tax collecting, we can't accept you back anymore. But Rabbi says no. Tanina, we learned, chazu lem, they retracted to say that pirish, if somebody stopped his chaveris, he was Isaac in something else, and pirish means fakir, he stopped his business and he wants to come back to be a chaver. So Lachar is, Hariyaka Choladim Yasir, like anybody else, that he could retract. He could become back to be a chover. That's why he went to ask him the shailas. He felt that now that he stopped his tax collecting, he also came back to be like a chover, we could ask from him. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learned like this, a mission in the Goyin, that Kol HaBechoyres Odim Roye. If you're a chochem, and you know how to tell the Lachar whether there's a real mum on the Bechor or not, so you're allowed to see it in Paskin. Chutz Mishalatzmai. But on your own Bechor, like if you're a Kayin, that you want a Paskin for yourself, that it's a Baal Mum, and you could shecht it, we're afraid, no, you chosh it, you know, Ge'evadava, that maybe you'll say it's a Mum, even though really it's not a Mum. But Veroyas Kedoshev, you're allowed to see your own Korban. If you have a Korban also, it's a Shach Korban Shlomin, and it's a Shalom, it's a Baal Mum, if you could be Poydurit or not. So you're allowed to pass it for yourself. We'll soon see what's the difference. Why here yes and by Bechor not. The yes mice race of the same thing. If you have mice of Hemel, you're also allowed to pass it if it has the mum or not. And the Nishalal Tyroisov, you're allowed to ask questions about your own Tyrus, whether it's Torah, you have a Shiloh, whether it's Torah or not. So if you know the Psak, you're allowed to pass it for yourself. That's what it says. Now let's explain. On that ma, what we just say, that Kol HaBechoris Adam Roya. A chochem is allowed to check out the chorus to see if the mum there is a real mum or not. Chus mishalatzmai. Just as the kohen owns, has his own bechor now, and even though he knows the halachas, he can't pass it for himself. So the mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bechad, that the kohen is passing himself, Me and him, do we believe in? Because you have to have three people to pass for Bechorus. Ella but loss, we're talking about three people that are crying into other dayonim. If so, me chashidi, are we afraid that I could do something wrong here, the Kohen? He's not only passing to study, it's to other people also. So you are tenan, we learned to Mishnah Yevonis, that miyano, let's say you are on the bezden there, b'shachta gave miyan, oy shecholtza, or else you on the bezden there, b'shachta made chalitza, the fun of, even though you were there, was done in front of you, yisiyenu, you're allowed to marry her. Even though we should be afraid, maybe then the only reason why you made the chalitza was because you want to marry her. Because you can't do it by yourself, you need a bezdin. But since you have two other people with you, we're not afraid to be chashid, you'll do it only to marry her. So when you have other, we see when you have other people with you, we're not afraid. So Mor says, yes, the other really bechav. We're talking about it's only one kain by itself. And look at the Yom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, the Yom Rav Yechanan, that the Yochid Mumcha, there's such a mile, even though usually you need three people, but if I have the Yochid Mumcha, a special person, a Mumcha, he's allowed to paskin himself. See, also we're talking about now, he's a Mumcha. Therefore, he can paskin by himself, and even though he's paskin by, he has a right to, but he can't paskin on his own Bechor. Because for his own Bechor, we're afraid maybe he's Choshed. Now, what does it say? But for Royas Kedosha, he's allowed to look at his own Karbonis to see whether it has a mum or not. The question is, why not? Why shouldn't it be choshed? Maybe you'll say it's a mum, and really it's not a mum. So the answer is, because the boy of Mrs. Shalalayu, if he was the one that was a makdish this bait, and he made it into a korban shlomim, if he really wants to, he could be sure, he could be matan eder. Like he could take off the hegdish shaboy. So Manashek, if he really wanted to get rid of it, he could have been shoyel on the hegdish. And like Rashi says, Hegdish Petois is not called Hegdish. Therefore, now that he says the mum's a good mum, we're not choshed him. But after all, we said, really, that's the loch, it's not a mum. It is a mum. Ma'ashenkin, by a b'chor, you can't do that. A b'chor is kodesh merechem, you can't take off the kedusha. The same thing with ma'isrois. How come you could be paskin on your own ma'isa b'heimah, the same svara? Because the boy is shod be'mumma b'kuli edrei. If you really wanted to make your ma'isabeim into ba'amums, you could have done that before you made ma'isabeim. Like when you have the 10 newborn animals by you, you could have made a mum on all of them. And there's no issa yet because they're not a kochim. They're only a kochim after you prick out the 10th one. So if you wanted to make it that none of them will have a kedusha to be makrib on the mizbeach, you could have anyway first made them all into a ba'amum and then count 1, 2, 3 and make the 10th one. So now that you didn't do that way, and you're passing that the mum's a good mum, we'll believe you. Because you're not choshed. If you wanted to be choshed, you could have done it, and you could have made it through anyway. Mashenken abachor, there's no way to do it. The nishal al tarois, suppose you have a right to passing on your own shaylus whether something is Torah or not. Why? The same thing, because the chosle be made to mosle, even though you're a kayin. But the pshat is though, when you're tanna, you're allowed to eat it. You only can eat these things in your Torah. So also you're not such a choshed that you don't have that much to gain. Because even if you had paskin its tamei, you could still use it. Therefore now when you paskin its Torah, we talk and believe you. Yehadin alecho ad tamo yisrael chayov. And now the Mishnah says, kol psudli ha-mekdoshim, any like kochim, a korbin, that shenofo bet mum, a mum came upon that korbin, so alecho is now you have to be poiderit, you can't use it. You have to first redeem it. It's only a bechol or a ma'itza behemah that you're allowed to eat it the way it is now when it becomes a bamum. That by a bechol the kain can eat it and by ma'itza behemah the Yisrael can eat it. But by all other kabonis, once it becomes a bamum, not a lachriz, you have to be paid for it. So kol psuli ha-mekdoshin, so ha-yosel hegdish. Meaning the money, when you do redeem it, the money goes to hegdish. Therefore, Nimkorim biyitlis, we say the meat of Psula Medoshim you're allowed to sell by the marketplace. And when you shchot the meat, you're allowed to shecht it there also to have a fresh meat in the marketplace. And when you shkolim belitro, when you want to weigh it, you're allowed to weigh it out with pounds. In other words, even though you know it's a little bit bizoyan here, still you're allowed to do it. Because, like it says, because the Hanoah goes to Eglis, I will soon explain. Chut v'na b'chor, excluding the b'chor, for your maestro, maestro b'ema, that these things you can't be pointed to make it into chulin, and therefore they remain the way they are, and they remain by the bailim. So here, Shani Yosem Lebailim, that any Hanor comes out of it, goes straight to the owners. Therefore, you have no heter to sell it in these places, but you have to only do it to Derech Kovod in your house. Now, Psumiyah, Mekdoshim, and Yosem Hegdish, a regular cover when it comes to Balmum, if you pay for it later, the money goes to Hegdish. Mashenkin by Bechor, it's not that way. Now, Vishayk Lemon, Kenegan Mona by Bechor, even though we said by a Bechor, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and you can't weigh it out by pounds, but if you want to, if you have another piece of meat that you know that piece weighs a pound, you're allowed to take that piece of meat and put it on one side of the scale, and put the meat of a Bechor on the other side of the scale. That's by Derech Kovod. But you can't stamp take a weight, a pound, that you can't do. That will be Derech Kovod to do by a Bechor. It's only by other Psuma Amidar Shemumekel, since the enjoyment goes to Hegdish, I'm soon explaining in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, Kol Psuli HaMikdoshim Melocher is what? Haniyosin LaHegdish.